Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday. So, listen, guys, I'm be real with y'all because I'm the Trillest NBA. It has been a week, month, year. It's been a lot. And this episode is me giving you guys an update on what's going on with me and just some extra thoughts that I have about relationship building beyond just building your relationship while at work. This is going to be very short because I'm talking off the dome. This is not a produced episode, so I'm not going to sit here and ramble. But first, an update. What's going on with me? So I am currently in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm at one of my relatives' houses. One of my extra healthy and wants to work out and be super fine relatives. So hopefully that'll rub off on me. And I am trying to refocus on my health, which has always been my Achilles heel. But in that means that me getting prepared for the show, doing coaching. Oh, and shout out for the people who told me about the website was down for the coaching link. So sorry about that. If you guys were trying to schedule time with me for a consultation, the link to the calendar was messed up. Something happened. I don't know. 2021, guys. It's 2021. So that's fixed. But yeah, I am nomadic right now because I have a house in Dallas, in the Dallas area, but it's being rented out right now because I had moved to Atlanta to work for Coke. Then I got laid off from Coke. And so there's renters in my house still because their lease isn't up. So yeah, great conundrum to be in. But I have a job and it's COVID, so shouldn't be moving around too much. But I think when you have an opportunity to take a breath, take a step back, reevaluate, you should do that, right? Like, I know I'm focused on career, but that's just not everything, y'all. Be honest with y'all. Like, yeah, the money's nice. And yeah, you get a sense of, I guess, pride from working. But at the end of the day, what's really important is, are you happy? Do you have joy in your life? Do you feel loved? Those things are more important than any job or career. That's why I think when you go to different countries, especially if it's a country where you can see their poverty, you realize how much joy people have when they don't have a lot. And so it just goes to show you that, yes, getting promoted is great, making more money is awesome, buying more stuff, but is that really what's important in life? No, not really. When it comes down to it, when you're on your deathbed, how much are you gonna care about what Becky did, what Bob said? None of that's gonna matter at the end of the day. So let's keep some perspective on this journey and focus on what's most important to you. This career thing should just be icing on the cake, right? Like, it shouldn't be stressing us out. It shouldn't take up so much of our headspace that we can't focus on the important things like health and, you know, having a whole life and service and helping other people, being good stewards of the resources that we are blessed with. So I know it's Sunday and I ain't come here to preach, but for me, that's what I'm refocusing on. And I have to be honest with you, a lot of days I think about, like, has this podcast run its course?
What?
And the answer is no, it has not. Yet, I have some interviews coming up with some dope people, some resources that I'm going to share with you guys. So I'm working on that. I'm 60 days into my new gig. I am a senior director of marketing now. It's different. It's real different. So learning a new company, a new industry, I feel a little bit like a fish out of water, but I'm trying to remember what I tell you guys to do. Those who can do, do. Those who can't teach, that can't work for me this time. Like, I have to be able to do and teach. So I am building my relationship wall slowly but surely. I just want you guys to know that I am actually following the advice that I give and curate on this podcast for you. So I am my own living, breathing case study. You know, I would love for you guys to hit me up, email me. Let me know how it's going. I mean, it's the end of April. You know, something I'm really interested in is, you know, are your employers making you get the vaccine? Now, I think everybody should just get vaccinated. Like, I was on Clubhouse and the black doctors convinced me, and I am fully vaccinated now. And I cannot wait to get out in these streets, but it ain't safe yet. So not out here yet. But I want to know from you guys, what are your employers doing? Are you guys back in the office? What is that like? Is it a hybrid model? I would really love for you to email me and share some of your thoughts, or hit me up on social media, typically Facebook or Instagram, Twitter. Actually, Twitter's probably the best place. I'm probably on Twitter more than anywhere else. So hit me up at Trill and BA Show on all social channels. You can also hit me up on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any topics you want me to talk about, let me know. But I'm doing okay, relatively okay, right? Coming out of a restructure. Still more episodes on that to come. Still got to tell y'all about the microaggression from the two Beckys, as I'll call them. I suffered during the summer, like right after George Floyd died. It was very weird. I'm like, aren't you learning anything? The answer is no, because these MFs don't care. So when we get back from the break, I want to talk to you about building relationships outside of work and what that means, especially as you grow your career. So we'll talk about that when we get back. All right, so as y'all heard, Chris put me on blast the last episode of season 4 and pretty much said, you gonna ask these people for help and you gonna start this Patreon. So I started a Patreon page, working on additional content. Go on over to patreon.com/TrillNBAShow and become a patron and help us make more dope content to help us survive and thrive in corporate America. All right, and we are back in this catch-up update episode. I was having a great conversation with one of my besties, And we were talking about how we are now getting new opportunities. And she said something so profound. She was like, girl, just know I ain't never submitting my application ever again on anywhere. That is not how I'm getting any of my future roles. And I was like, what? And I thought about it and I was like, yeah, because once you get to a certain level, and honestly, no matter what level you're at, you really should be leaning into your network to get your roles. So like the last few roles that my friends have gotten, none of them have been, oh, I saw this opening on LinkedIn. In fact, a lot of the roles were never posted. So think about it. There are roles, there are jobs that are coming open that get filled before they ever get posted. So I want you to pause and I want you to think, what does that mean for you? What this means is more than ever, you have got to build relationships inside of work, outside of work, because like the friend I was talking to, the role that she's currently interviewing for, she went to dinner with a friend and that person's friend. So it was a couple people at the dinner, small dinner though. And she happened to be sitting by this woman who was in leadership or is in leadership at an organization. And she was like, oh, God, you need to come work at my company. We need somebody just like you. You're great. Then that person took her resume, sent it to, you know, the head of the function that my friend works in, and was like, we need to figure out how to hire this person. And it just so happened that the director in that function had put in their resignation and was leaving for new opportunities. And what do you know? Now, this role is not posted anywhere. It's a big company. Role not posted. Role probably won't be posted. Now, my friend is interviewing, right? And she's meeting all the people. And all they're doing is interviewing for fit. They're like, do I like this person? Do I like this person enough to look at them every day and come to work and work with them? This is literally what's happening. Has nothing to do with, can you do this job? Are you able? Brass tacks, yes. Like, no doubt. Like, you've worked at all these other companies. You have all this other experience. You must be capable. Now it's really down to, do I like you? Yes or no? And that is literally the game, people.
And that's the game!
And so, do people submit their resume online and then get called back and have interviews and then get jobs? Absolutely. Yes, that happens. But more often than not, and as you rise the ranks in your career, so as you go from junior level to mid career level and then to senior levels, C-suite levels, it's more about people vouching for you, people you know. And so you really have to work on, what is my reputation in these streets? Do people like me? And not just do people like me? It's like, do people like my work? Do they like working with me? Do they see me accomplishing things, getting results, right? It's a combination of the two that's important. And so what I want you to spend this week thinking about is, what is my reputation out in these corporate streets? Do I have a reputation in these corporate streets? If so, what is it? Are you clear about it? I can tell you, for me, the reputation about me, the good is, we love Felicia. Everybody loves Felicia because I crack jokes, I make work fun, blah, blah, blah. So I'm fun to work with. My cross-functionals love working with me. Now, I will say, what you will hear from leadership is, I'm vocal, which is could be a good thing, could be a negative thing. Most of the time, that's a negative connotation. You know, you'll hear things like, you know, I'm a bit of a pistol because I'm not predictable in nature. You don't know what I'm going to say. You don't know exactly what's going to come out of my mouth. In corporate, that's not necessarily a good thing. And I know this about me. And I've worked very, very hard to curtail the things that come out of my mouth. Even though they're the truth, people don't want to hear the truth. And that's the truth. Child, they don't care about your truth. They don't care about your truth, and they don't care about how you feel. They want people to say yes, even when they know people should be saying no. The other thing, people couch how they'll describe me. Oh, I love Felicia's candor. Candor. I've come to hate that word over the course of my career. I feel like it's been used against me so often. And it should be a wonderful, delightful word, candor. It should be said with a bit of an accent. But no. In corporate America, if you are candid or have candor as a Black woman. Now, a white man getting that feedback, oh, that might take them to the top. That might be a great thing. But my Black ass, no, ma'am. Mm-mm. So the other thing that people say about me is, what I hear now because I fixed it is that I'm so positive. And I've done that on purpose, guys. I'm not necessarily the most uber positive person. I'm not pessimistic. I'm more glass half full than glass half empty, but I definitely see empty glasses. So the things that people say about me now, I have definitely worked to curate those things. I've definitely worked to manage the narrative about me. And the thing about being candid, I'm okay with, because that's actually part of this brand that I have, right? Like, I'm the trillest MBA you will ever know, which means I'm going to tell you the fucking truth. And I'm okay with that, because that's what and in fact, that's who I am. And I want my narrative to be as close to who I am as humanly possible. It just makes it easier. You know, my grandma, she used to say, if you don't ever lie, you won't have to keep up with all the lies. That takes a lot of work. You should just tell the truth. So I try really hard at work to tell the truth as best I can, focusing on impact of delivery and making sure that I am, you know, being honest, but kind. So that's the goal now. And that comes through in the feedback that I get. Especially at Coke, I was very proud of myself. I struggled when I was at the company I was at before Coke that I can't mention. because when I started at that job, my mother passed away the week after I started there. And if you've ever lost a parent, or for some of us, the parent, the only parent that you have, it's rough. Like, even still, my mom passed away. It'll be 6 years in July, and it still feels like yesterday a lot of days. And so, you know, how do we not let our life things that happen to us not affect us? Because it does. Like, even if you try really, really hard to hide things. And I hope that's something the pandemic has really taught everyone and has gotten everyone to see, that we are mere mortals. We are human beings. We have feelings, and we have other people who live with us sometimes that we have to take care of, or we have people that we have to take care of that don't live with us. We have pets and things. We have a whole existence outside of this fake ass shit we would come to work as when we were going into offices, when it was safe to breathe each other's air, relatively safe. I mean, people still come to work sick and then you catch the flu or a cold or whatever because nasty people don't know how to stay home when they're sick. But, you know, that shit wasn't killing us. But now that the deadly virus has forced us all to bring work into our homes and forced us all to see each other in our homes, I'm hoping now we will turn a corner and we will let down this facade of the consummate professional. When you know you at home dropping it like it's hot, making TikTok videos with your kids and all that other shit. Like, come on. I think I've always just wanted to be like a whole ass person at work, right? Like, just bring my whole black ass self to work. I've so wanted that. And maybe the pandemic is just the thing to open that door, that Pandora's box, for everybody to just show up. Just show up how you are. Show up as who you are. Like, if you're a quiet person, you get to be quiet. If you don't want to turn your camera on, you don't have to turn your camera on. If you want to talk all in the meeting, talk all in the meeting. Just know we're going to talk about your ass because we can't get shit done because you're talking and taking up the air in the whole meeting. And as long as you okay with that, okay. I'm hoping this pandemic gives us the freedom to breathe. And be human in that breath and just survive this moment. So a lot of people, they didn't see 2021 because of this pandemic. So what are we gonna do different? Well, I tell you this, I would hope that you've got a new and renewed fire in your belly to show up in the world differently, to take advantage of the time that we have, because tomorrow's not promised, period. So if you don't like the job you're in, make a plan to get out. Make a plan to go do something that fuels you and gets you excited. Like, if you feel stuck, you got the power to unstuck. It really is up to you. There's plenty of opportunity out here. I don't know who I'm talking to, but if this resonates with you, I'm talking to you. This is your permission to do something different. And yes, you may have all the responsibilities. And yes, everything falls on you. And so, yeah, you might not can't just up and quit your job out the blue. I'm not saying do that. I wouldn't do that, right? Like, I got bills and responsibilities. No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is when 5 o'clock come, you shut their shit down and you open up a new browser and you start thinking about the strategy. Like, what am I going to do to move forward out of this, right? And if you're stuck, phone a friend, schedule time with me, get your career coach, do something. Pick a thing and do to make that change, right? One thing I used to hate, people used to say to me all the time, Felicia, well, if you want to lose weight, all you have to do is eat less and exercise more, and then you lose weight, and it's that simple. It sounds simple, but it's not that simple. I get it. Same thing with, I'm in this job. I have these responsibilities. I got to pay these bills. I make this much money. I don't know what going to a new job would look like. That's all fine and dandy. However, comma, is it anything off your back to give yourself 5 minutes to say, okay, if time and money were no object, what would I really want to be doing with my time, with my energy, with my brain? It only takes 5 minutes for you to sit and dream a minute, and then you can get some direction from there. You can literally be like, you know what? I really love music. Okay, you really love music. So if you're an accountant, why don't you go be an accountant at a record label or in the film industry in their music department, right? Like something to get closer, just that much closer. Or why don't you volunteer somewhere or like say, oh, I really love animals and I want to work with animals. Okay, go volunteer at a shelter or, you know, go figure that thing out, but do something towards that. Or just think about it. Just start thinking about it. And you'd be amazed at how opportunities will just fall into your lap because you gave yourself the space, time, room, and energy to just imagine a different possibility for yourself. The more you sit there and you say, I'm stuck in this job, I'm stuck in this job, I'm stuck in this job, you're gonna stay stuck in that job. When you shift your energy and you start saying, okay, what can I do? What else is out there? All those things start to come to you. You start seeing it. It's the same principle of when you get a new car and you've never had that car. And then all of a sudden for like the next 2 weeks, all you see is your car on the road. It's all you see. Because when you bought that car, you opened your eyes to see the car for what it was. So if you just take a minute and think about and open your eyes and say, what could be? I'm telling y'all, it's the same thing. We see what we say. We literally see what we say. If we say this, then that's what we see. If we say that, then that's what we see. It's very simple, yet very powerful. And so if you are out here feeling stuck in your job, you can't stand this bitch over here, you can't stand that heifer over there, your boss is blah, 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 you're uncomfortable for a reason. It's time for you to move. Do not let fear paralyze you. And there are plenty of jobs out here. This idea that there's a scarcity of jobs. Y'all, stop buying into the hype again. You see what you say. If you say ain't no jobs, you ain't gonna see no jobs. Especially when the jobs aren't being posted. But if you say, I'm gonna give me a new job. I'm gonna see this new job. This new job is coming to me. I'm telling you, you will be amazed when you get your new job. You'll be like, well, Felicia, no, I'll be down. The Trill MBA Show is happy to announce a partnership with a fantastic organization named Juno. Juno uses the power of group buying to help people get lower interest rates on new student loans and student loan refinancing. So if you're like me and you got a bunch of student loans and the interest rate is high, Juno can help you get lower interest rates so you can pay off your student loans faster. Listen, I am so excited about this. Why? Because Juno is completely free. It is a free resource. You have no obligation to take the offered deals. Juno gives power back to us, the borrowers, and allows us to take ownership of our financial future. I am so excited about this partnership. And the process to becoming a member is simple, and it only takes 2 minutes. So check out the link in the show notes to learn more and get lower interest rates on your student loans, y'all. Let's save this money, okay? Now back to the show. My last little testimony, and then I'm gonna get out of here. So when I found out I was being laid off from Coke, I ain't gonna lie, I panicked. I did legit. I was like, shit. What the fuck am I gonna do? Where am I gonna go? Because deep down I knew, I was like, oh, this is the end of the road. Voice to me, and I could hear them. Come to the end of the road. Yes, I heard them singing, and I realized, dang, I wasn't even expecting this. And deep down, I knew, bitch, you gotta go. And I didn't really want to go. I'm gonna be honest. But I knew. But what I didn't know was how this gonna happen? How are we gonna do this? Shit. And I said, you know what? It's all gonna work out. I'm gonna have a new job before this job over. I said that, y'all. I legit said that in like ego passing. Like, fuck them. I'm gonna have me a new job before I have to finish this job. And sure enough, y'all. And the way it just came together, like, y'all, when I tell y'all, and I had interviews, y'all, too. I had several interviews. It was crazy. I had opportunities. You hear me? Again, my network. Once I said, hey, guys, I'm on the market. Y'all see this Coke is firing people for no good reason. But hey, I don't know. And technically, I could have stayed with Coke. I just would have been a senior brand manager. And I just refused because I knew what I had accomplished so far. And I was like, oh, no, y'all can't. Y'all can't keep me for the same amount. That's not how this works. And so I said it, and then I saw it. You see what you say. So I hope you guys have a great week. More good stuff to come. I got some giveaways I'm working on for you guys. I'm also working on content for all of you who have joined our Patreon. Thank you so much. I use my Patreon earnings to pay Chris, the editor, who makes this podcast sound amazeballs with Podshaper. And I just want to leave you guys this week with the thought that if you believe that you can, then you will. And if you believe that you can't, then you won't. It all starts in your head. And I know that's all cliche and shit, but that shit is true. It just is. So, as always, if you need any advice, you're going through a sticky situation at work, you can hit up trillmba.com/coaching and schedule a 45-minute consultation with me. Or if you just have a simple question, you want to shoot me an email, you can email me at ask@trillmba.com. Me or someone from my team will get back to you with an answer. If I don't have the answer, I will connect you to someone who does, because my network is wide and deep. Because network is everything, guys. So again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a consultation, or you can hit me up at ask@trillmba.com and let me know what's going on with you guys. How are you feeling about the show? I really do need some feedback. Your feedback and your emails are usually the thing that keeps me going and keeps me putting out dope content to help you manage your career. So until next time, guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp LLC production, executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little.
Keep it real every day, y'all.